Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
There it is. 238. WGN, this is John Williams. You know the story about Jay Cutler's bum earlier this week?
Yes.
So I thought we'd end up talking about it, so I went online and printed out a copy of the story. And the copy I printed has the uncensored vision of his nude body standing there looking out over the beach.
Yeah.
I suppose a lot of people have that. It's no big deal. It's just, you know, a really awesome physique from behind, got no clothes on, looking out at the ocean. And his wife thought it would be awesome and everybody would like them even more if she shared that on Instagram. So she did. Anyway, I had that on my desk. Then I was talking to some HR people about my insurance and paycheck and stuff like that here. Mm-hmm. And so they were saying, okay, call this number and then here's some stuff and here's some options. So I'm taking all these website and phone numbers down. I'm scratching it on a piece of paper.
Which piece of paper was that, John?
So now I'm carrying around this thing of Jay Cutler's rear end all the time because nice. I keep meaning to follow up on the insurance options that we have here. And
you just held it up to the webcam, too, which is...
Oh, hi, webcam. There. Are you watching us at WGNradio.com? There's me. But that's why I'm doing
it. No one's looking at you.
That's why I'm doing it. That is why I am doing that. This is an interesting story. It's in Springfield, Illinois. Joe Thomas received national attention this week after a photo of him at work at the IHOP in Springfield was posted on that company's Facebook page. He was pictured as he helped a disabled woman eat her meal. Springfield resident Keisha Dotson posted the picture, hoping that the company would recognize his kindness. Quote, I have worked in the retail and service industry in the past, she said, and I know that people usually only contact corporate with negative feedback, so I wanted to share some positive news, she said. The disabled woman and her husband have been regulars at the IHOP for years. Quote, I always see him stop eating to feed her, he said. And I was like, heck, if I'm not doing anything, why don't I go feed her so he can eat and everyone can be happy? And so there's the picture of him feeding this woman he does not know as a consideration to a man he does not know so that they can both enjoy their meal together. Once in a while, you see random acts of kindness like that. And once in a while, they go viral, and they always should. And that guy's name is Joe Thomas, and he's on a phone line. Hey, Joe, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm fine, are you?
Thanks for doing what you did there, Joe.
Oh, that was nothing. That's something that everybody should be able to do, or right. At least once in their life, at least.
On behalf of humanity, thank you for doing what you did there, Joe.
There's no problem.
Were you on the clock at that time then? I mean, what was your job at the store at that time, at the restaurant?
Yes, I was on the clock. I was actually serving. Yep, I was right in the middle of serving.
So serving meaning you're a waiter there?
Yes.
And so did you have other tables? I mean, how were you able to manage both tasks?
Oh, that was easy because I just went around and made sure all my other tables was taken care of to where when I did have a chance to actually sit down, I wouldn't have to worry about getting up and have to deal with any other tables.
Yeah, no kidding. So how long have you been working at that restaurant?
I've been working at this restaurant for like 11 and a half years.
So you like that job, do you?
Yeah, I like it.
And you must know these people then because they're regulars and you've been there for a while, right?
Yeah, they come in like basically every Saturday around 10 o'clock in the morning.
I see. And is that a shift you usually work then?
Yes, sir.
And so do you know them by name? Do they know you to say, hey, Joe, how's it going?
Yes.
I see. So maybe it wasn't too awkward for them to have you sitting down and doing something very intimate, feeding that woman, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's something I do, like, all the time.
What do you mean?
Ever since they've been coming in and went to when her disease got to the point to where she couldn't really function by herself, that's when I actually started sitting down and helping him out by feeding her.
I see. So while we are discovering this for the first time, this is something you've been doing for a while, huh?
Yes.
No kidding. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, I couldn't even begin to tell you how long it's been. I know maybe sure, months, probably.
Months?
I'm not for sure. It's been about maybe, I know it's been a couple years or more.
Yeah, wow. So What's happened since that went viral, since the world found out about that?
Oh, I've been getting so many different calls and compliments and congratulations and thanks, and I wish it was more people like that out in the world like that. It's just all kind of gratitude and gratification, all kind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a way, what you did was very simple, and it's a gesture that maybe a lot of us would or should do, but maybe we wouldn't. But it's almost a sad commentary, isn't it, Joe, that simple act of kindness is now being seen as something extraordinary.
Right. That, I mean, I really didn't figure that it would do all this and go this viral so fast. I mean, I figured when the picture was taken, maybe that Monday all this would be over with. That's the thought I had.
It's just getting started, man. So, like, what's the farthest away that somebody's reached out to you, or have people offered you money or another job or anything like that?
I have one that mentioned a job, but I don't know about that one. And I had a couple people to call to say they'll be sending stuff to the store for me. And I mean, it's like I said, it's not nothing really major to me. But
you know, if I go to the IHOP in Springfield, I'm definitely asking for your table.
I'd had a lot of that too. I'd had a lot of that.
And I'm going to leave you. Have the tips picked up a little bit since then, Joe?
Well, a little bit. Now, I mean, they're still basically around the same, but it has, I guess, maybe about $30, $40 more.
Yeah, well, I think you deserve every one of them, and I know that's not why you did it. All right, well, are you at the store right now? Are you at the restaurant right now?
Yes.
I'll let you go, Joe Thomas. Thank you for doing what you did there, my friend.
All right, you're welcome. You guys have a beautiful day.
His name is Joe Thomas. He works at the IHOP in Springfield, and he did something that I hope we would all do, but we don't, do we? It's 2:45. Hey, we're going to play our Numbers in the News current events quiz. Numbers in the News. Look, you listen to WGN Radio. You're a smart person. I've got 10 questions here. I want you to see if you can run the table. I've got a great prize if you get all 10 of them right. Call me now. Somebody gets to play Numbers in the News. The number's 312-981-7200.